City, Bolshevik Super Poem in Five Cantos, by Manuel Maples Arce. 1. Here's my brutal and multi-spirited poem to the new city. O city, all tense with cables and with efforts, all resounding with motors and with wings, simultaneous explosion of new theories, a bit further on the spatial plane from Whitman and from Turner, and a bit closer to Maples Arce. The lungs of Russia blow the wind of social revolution toward us. Literary zipper robots will understand nothing of this new sweaty beauty of the century, and the ripe moons that fell are this putrefaction that reaches us from intellectual sewage pipes. Here's my poem, O city strong and manifold, made all of iron and of steel. Docks, inner harbors, cranes, and the sexual fever of industrial plants. Metropolis, bodyguards of trams that traverse the subversivist streets, window displays accost sidewalks, and the sun, it sacks the avenues. On the fringes of the tariffed days of telephone posts, momentary landscapes file through systems of elevator tubes. Suddenly, oh, the green flash of her eyes. Beneath the ingenuous shutters of the hour pass red battalions. The cannibal romanticism of Yankee music has gone making its nests in the masts. Oh, international city! Toward what remote meridian cut that ocean liner? I feel that everything moves away. Aged dusks float among the masonry of the scene. Spectral trains that travel toward far away, painting with civilizations. The upset multitude sloshes musically in the streets. And now, the bourgeois thieves, they will lie down to tremble for the fortunes that robbed the town. But someone concealed beneath their dreams the spiritual music staff of the explosive. Here's my poem. Pennants of hurrahs into the wind, inflamed heads of hair and captive mornings in eyes. O musical city, all made of mechanical rhythms. Tomorrow, perhaps, only the vivid light of my verses will illuminate the humiliated horizons. 2. This new profoundness of the scene is a projection toward interior mirages. The resounding crowd today overruns the communal plazas, and the triumphal hurrahs of Obregonismo reverberate from the facades to the sun. O romantic girl, flare up of gold, maybe between my hands only living moments remained. Landscapes dressed in yellow fell asleep behind the window panes, and the city, rapt, has remained trembling in the rigging. Applauses are that barrier. O God, never fear, it's the romantic wave of the multitudes. Afterward, over the overflows of silence, the Tarahumara night will go expanding. Extinguish your shop windows. Within the machinery of insomnia, lust are millions of eyes that smear themselves on flesh. A steel bird has emprowed its aim toward a star. The port. Inflamed distances, smoke of industrial plants. Over clotheslines of music, her remembrance suns itself. A transatlantic farewell leapt from the gunwale. Motors sing over the dead panorama. 3. The afternoon, riddled with windows, floats on the wires of the telephone. And between the inverse crossings of the hour, the farewells of the machines hang. One morning, his wonderful youth exploded between my fingers, and in the empty water of the mirrors, the forgotten faces were shipwrecked. Oh, the poor trade union city, scattered with cheers and screams. The workers are red and yellows. There is a flourishing of pistols after the springboard of the speeches, and while the lungs of the wind are separated, lost in the dark corridors of the music, some white bride leaves off. 4. Among copses of silence, darkness licks the blood of dusk. Fallen stars, they are dead birds in the dreamless water of the mirror. And the resounding artilleries of the Atlantic wane finally in the distance. Over the rigging of autumn, a nocturnal wind blows. It is the wind of Russia, of the great tragedies and the garden, yellow, founders in shadow. Her recollection sudden, it crackles in muted interiors. Her golden words sift in my memory. Rivers of blue shirts overflow the floodgates of industrial plants, and agitator trees gesticulate their discourses on the sidewalk. The strikers fling insults and blows with stones, and life, it is tumultuous conversion to the left. On the edges of the pillow, night, it is a precipice, and insomnia, it has remained rummaging in my brain. From whom are those voices that float in shadow, and these trains that howl to devastated horizons? The soldiers will spend this night in the inferno. My God, and from all this disaster, only a few white pieces of her recollection, they have kept me within her hands. 5. The savage hordes of the night lie down over the frightened city. The bay, flowering with masts and moons, spills over the ingenuous music score of her hands and the distant scream of a steamboat toward the Nordic seas. Goodbye to the shipwrecked continent. Between the wires of her name remain feathers of birds. Poor Celia Maria Dolores, the scene is inside us. Beneath hatchet blows of silence, iron architectures are devastated. There are waves of blood and storm clouds of hatred. Desolation. The marijuana discourses of legislators splattered her remembrance with droppings. But her tenderness has fallen headlong on the multitudes of my soul. Ocotlan, there, far away. Voices. Impacts peck about trenches. All night, lust-stoned balconies under the cover of a virginity. Shrapnel makes pieces of silence sound. Resounding in deserted streets, they are rivers of shadow that go into the sea, and the sky, frayed, is the new flag that flutters over the city.